protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio. And please visit our website, 821r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We're posting up all kinds of information about the invaders. The invasion is on. Clearly, the invasion is on. Donald Trump is trying to take some sort of step to stop it all, to stem it. 5% tariff here, 5% tariff there, wringing hands and so on, not really doing too much, I think, through the effort of really, truly trying to stop the invasion right now. But, you know, you got to remember, this man outthinks us all, doesn't he? So, but with that, of course, the Mexican government is raising their arms, going, oh, my God, oh, my God. You got to remember something, that they have the invasion force. We don't. We don't. We're looking like a bunch of, you know, sorrowful people here in the United States, because no one wants to enforce our sovereignty or our laws, our border, for, you know, as an example. No one wants to do that. Shocking. Aren't you shocked by that? Of course, Nancy Pelosi, all the usual suspects are here. Clearly, the usual suspects are here. Now, that's kind of a problem for us, isn't it? The invasion. So Trump slaps tariffs on Mexico, pressure to stop illegals. And by the way, we are going to get back into the invader and the invasion forces here, but I just want to kind of bring you up to date with what's really truly going on, because there's just tons of things happening, isn't there? You just kind of don't really understand it all. Well, we're here to sort it out for you. Anyway, the invasion force is clearly on, and these are some of the things we're seeing here. Debt-laden flee country to escape loans. Oh, really? No, USA no longer world's most competitive economy. Trump slaps tariffs on Mexico to pressure to stop illegals. Mm-hmm. Stocks rattle, gold rising. Merkel attacks Trump, the good Nazi that she is. Nazi communist, I should say. Get that right. She was raised a communist on the East Side. I don't know if you know that or not. East Germany. Yeah, she's raised up a communist. We all know that she's a commie. We all know that. Anyway, I'm just saying that these are just some of the sad facts about the world leaders that we have, right? some of the very, very sad facts about the world leaders that we have. And, you know, they call themselves world leaders. They're not. They're fairly disgusting people, actually. You know, because they sit around and the Bilderberg. Oh, I'm sorry, the Bilderberg. That's going on right now. And, of course, they're arresting all the different journalists the first day of the Bilderberg convention, if you will. Just sort of just rounding up the usual suspects because, you know, we can't have all these the freedom of the press business thing. Oh, no, we can't have that. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the world is turning for Jesse Smollett. But let's get back into this invasion thing, because I think this is really one of the most important things that the president has planned here, a 5% tariff. And, of course, everybody has gone gaga over this right now. And it says, Trump announces new Mexican tariffs in response to migrants. In a surprise announcement that could derail a major trade deal, President Donald Trump announced Thursday he is slapping a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports effective June 10th. To pressure the country to do more to crack down on a surge of Central American migrants trying to cross the U.S. border. He said the percentage will gradually increase up to 25% until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. The decision showed the administration going to new lengths and looking for new levers to pressure Mexico. What about pressuring the people here that are getting billions of dollars from our own U.S. government as benefit of the trafficking in human flesh and slavery? Now, that's my little editorial. Even if those risk upending other policy priorities, like the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, a trade deal that is the cornerstone of Trump's legislative agenda and seen as beneficial to his reelection effort, it also risks further damaging the already strained relationship between the United States and Mexico, two countries whose economies are deeply intertwined. Well, I'd say we're more successful if we're less deeply intertwined with them. Trump made the announcement by tweet after telling reporters earlier Thursday that he was planning a major statement. I thought he was going to do an insurrection thing, but no, he's outthinking us again. On June 10th, the United States will impose a 5% tariff. This is his quote now. On all goods coming into the country from Mexico until such time as the illegal migrants coming through Mexico and into our country stop, he wrote. The tariff will gradually increase until the illegal immigration problem is remedied. Mexican president, the socialist that he is, I mean, this guy's just a classic socialist who hates America, by the way. Mexican president Andrés Manuel López Obrador responded in a public letter late Thursday telling Trump that social problems are not solved with duties or coercive measures, and alluded to the United States' history as a nation of immigrants. Oh, here we go. Oh, you're a nation of immigrants. Let us invade you. Huh? What's wrong with that? Come on. Just let us invade you. The Statue of Liberty is not an empty symbol, he wrote. He also said he was dispatching his foreign relations secretary of Washington on Friday to negotiate a solution. Well, that's nice of him. That's nice of Obrador. No friend of the United States, by the way. Andrés Manuel López Obrador has his mother's name López. Father's name Obrador. Yeah, they do that sort of thing there. In his growing fury over an increase in border crossings that he has likened to an invasion, Trump has blamed Mexico for failing to stop the flow of asylum seekers from countries like El Salvador and Honduras who pass through his territories. And he has been itching to take increasingly radical headline-grabbing action on the issue. This is from the Associated Press, who hate Trump anyway, which he sees as critical to his 2020 campaign because it energizes his base. Oh, we're really energized. Whoever the author of this is, I'm sure when they come knocking on his door, he's going to go, oh, boy, I really slipped that one away, didn't I? I really screwed that one up, didn't I? We're all going to go, yeah, you did, bro. Yeah, you did. See, this is the way the socialists want it. And Obrador is clearly a socialist. God, he's a really bad socialist, too, just to kind of let you know. I mean, that's kind of what I've been hearing in terms of opinions from people, that he's really kind of a bad hombre. Nothing like a bad hombre, right? That's Andrés Obrador. Manuel Lopez Obrador. That's him. So we're rounding up the usual suspects with Manuel Obrador. So that's the deal with the tariffs. It's a graduated type of thing. The president, I think, is doing the right thing at this point in time. It's a setup, folks. Because when an insurrection happens, it's big. And big things, big events will happen. Big events will happen. Much bigger than this one right now. Just my little take on things. And I'm just a person. I'm one person with a microphone. Microphone sure works, though. All right. But one of the stories that we've got going on, and I'm going to... I'm switching to guns now, is really a big deal going on with Bill Barr. And, of course, Mueller. Let's take the deep dive in on this one so that we get everything in perspective. It's fun watching the treasonous ones squirm. And it was really very funny to watch, kind of amusing to watch Mr. I've never really heard Robert Mueller speak publicly before. I've never really gotten into it. You never really listened to him testify. It always seems to be off the hook. Well, they've been kind of, I think, cloistering this guy because he really didn't perform too well the other day in his 9-minute speech. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Sweet.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Bill Barr.
On Robert Mueller, CBS interview. This is the one that CBS is kind of creeping out because Bill Barr is starting to respond to Mueller. Don't get me going on the Mueller. I got it. I'm on it. Mueller. Okay. Say Mueller 10 times as fast as you can. Or Unique New York. There you go. For my New York listeners out there, we're going to be doing this Sunday, Slam, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 4 o'clock Eastern. Man, we can do that math right in our head. And we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, sort of like an open line thing. We're going to open up the lines again, 215-867-8255 in the next hour. Mueller. Okay, it starts off like this. I'm going to run through a whole series of clips here so you kind of get the position. President Trump made several strong statements during a press gaggle. Geese, you know, at the White House yesterday. He called the Mueller a never-Trumper, who he claims to have rejected for a job. Okay, let's listen to what the president says. I thought I got the commercials out of this. Let's see. I did. Here we go. That's the whir is, of course, the helicopter in the background.
We just had news that Turkey released a prisoner that we were trying to get, and they released him a little while ago into home custody and will be released from home custody to the United States pretty soon. And I just want to thank President Erdogan. We dealt with that, and he was great. They released this prisoner, hostage, whatever you want to call him. He's at home custody in Turkey. He'll be released fairly soon, so that's good news. I guess probably you know about that. Other than that, I think things are going very well. The economy is doing fantastically well, beyond any expectation. Unemployment numbers are just about the best in the history of our country. Employment numbers are the best. We have close to 160 million people working today, which is more than we've ever had before. I'm going out to Colorado today to give the commencement address for the Air Force, which is actually very exciting for me. It's an amazing place. These are great people, so I look forward to doing that. Any questions? Well, I think it was the same as the report. There wasn't much change. It was, to me, the same as the report. And there's no obstruction. You see what we're saying.
He's commenting on Mueller's.
There's no collusion. There's no nothing.
9-minute speech.
Nothing but a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt by the media and the Democrats, their partners. And it keeps going. I thought it was finished when the report was released, but it goes on. And it, to me, it was the same, frankly, as the report. And he said, basically, it was the same as the report. I think he's totally conflicted because, as you know, he wanted to be the FBI director, and I said no. As you know, I had a business dispute with him after he left the FBI. We had a business dispute. Not a nice one. He wasn't happy with what I did, and I don't blame him, but I had to do it because that was the right thing to do. But I had a business dispute, and he loves Comey. You look at the relationship that those two. So whether it's love or a deep like, but he was conflicted. Look, Robert Mueller should have never been chosen because he wanted the FBI job and he didn't get it. And the next day he was picked as special counsel. So you tell somebody, I'm sorry, you can't have the job. And then after you say that, he's going to make a ruling on you. It doesn't work that way. Plus, we had a business dispute. Plus, his relationship with Comey was extraordinary. Now, one other thing I'll say. Why didn't he investigate Strzok and Page and McCabe?
Good question.
Comey and all the lies, and Brennan and the lies, and Clapper and the lies to Congress, and all of the things that happened to start this investigation. Why didn't Comey come clean? Why didn't Comey come clean and say the things that he knows are fact? Why didn't Mueller investigate Comey, his best friend or his very good friend? And there's so many other things. Here's a question. This is a study of Russia. Why didn't they invest the insurance policy? In other words, should Hillary Clinton lose, we've got an insurance policy. Guess what? What we're in right now is the insurance
exactly.
policy.
In the insurance policy.
I think he is a total conflicted person.
He's referring to Strzok Page.
I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump. He's somebody that didn't get a job that he requested, that he wanted very badly, and then he was appointed. And despite that, and despite $40 million, 18 Trump haters, including people that work for Hillary Clinton and some of the worst human beings on earth, they got nothing. It's pretty amazing. No, Russia did not help me get elected. You know who got me elected? You know who got me elected? I got me elected.
I got me elected. Okay. Now, let's flip the script here. These comments now, I'm going to run through some comments. Barr says Obama officials did not commit treason, quote, as a legal matter. This is his sit-down with CBS Evening News the other night. It's being trickled out. Let's have a listen to this one.
Good evening. I'm Margaret Brennan. We begin tonight with a CBS News exclusive. In his first network interview since returning as Attorney General, William Barr speaks out on a number of contentious issues. Chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford started by asking Barr if he thought special counsel Robert Mueller could have reached a decision and conclusion about whether President Trump obstructed justice. Mueller pointedly declined to exonerate the president.
I personally felt he could have reached a decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right, he could have reached a conclusion.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
Good morning, everybody.
Before leaving for Colorado, President Trump dismissed any suggestion of House Democrats launching impeachment proceedings.
I never thought that would even be possible to be using that word. To me, it's a dirty word, the word impeach. It's a dirty, filthy, disgusting word.
He also attacked special counsel Robert Mueller.
I think he is a total conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper. He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
The president contends intelligence officials from the Obama administration illegally surveilled his campaign, and Barr agrees there was spying.
Listen
to
this.
Criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It has never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law and properly predicated. And if it is, then it's an important tool the United States has to protect the country.
I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
Barr has launched a new investigation into whether the surveillance was appropriate and possible bias among senior Justice Department officials who worked on it. President Trump believes some committed treason.
You don't think that they've committed treason?
Not as a legal matter, right?
But you have concerns about how they conducted the investigation.
Yes, but, you know, sometimes people can convince themselves that what they're doing is in the higher interest, the better good. They don't realize that what they're doing is really antithetical to the democratic system we have.
Jan, what did Barr mean by that?
Well, I mean, he went on to say that the concern is that officials can kind of start to see themselves as guardians of the government, that they know better than everyone else. And so they can justify doing things that, even if out of bounds, you know, are for the good of the country. They may see facts through a biased lens and not even realize it. And, Margaret, that's why he said it's so important that law enforcement agencies, intelligence agencies, when they're doing investigations, that they follow their rules and standards and procedures. And
yeah, they do. They should do that. Didn't do it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, of course, or agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Do not forget about that one. Go to the sign-up genie and sign up if you're in one of the counties to, well, sign up. Anyway, we've got a lot of things going on right now, and we're going to be, of course, talking about the Bill Barr thing. And CBS News just really kind of doesn't know how to handle all this stuff. They're putting it, you know, kind of nicely that these people that were in charge of the government, now according to Barr, he says it's not treasonous behavior. I have a feeling that when all the things are brought forward, he's going to see it differently. I think he's just positioning himself right now for something else. That's what I think. I mean, I'm a suspicious kind of guy. I'm just kind of curious. Okay, now, this next one, it's not that long. These are very short. And again, we're talking about Bill Barr and his play on Mueller. And then we're going to play Mueller. 9 minutes of Mueller. Mousy. Big, tall guy, Mousy. You know, and I guess I'll get there. I'll just say that maybe Mr. Nadler doesn't want to have him appear for a reason. Because he said, oh, no, I won't have him appear before my bitty. Really? So the Senate probably, I'm just throwing this out there, the Senate should probably get to Mr. Mueller. Don't you think? I think that would be appropriate.
Special counsel yesterday make that statement. he analyzed 11 instances where there were possible obstruction, and then said that he really couldn't make a decision. Do you agree with that interpretation?
I personally felt he could have reached a decision.
In your view, he could have reached a conclusion.
Right, he could have reached a conclusion. The opinion says you cannot indict a president while he's in office, but he could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons, but when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us, as the heads of the department, to...
So Mueller could have made a decision. That's what he's saying here. Mueller could have made a decision as to whether to indict or not, whether there was a reason for guilty. He just couldn't come up... That's called innocence, ladies and gentlemen. If you can't make that decision in that position, there's no there. Again, there is no there there. Yet, there's plenty of there to be there for the Democrats, right? The communists on the other side. We don't call them Democrats anymore. We call them communists. That's a fact. There is plenty of no there there. At least so far, that what we're seeing here from Mr. Barr.
To reach that decision.
Well, I mean, he seemed to suggest yesterday that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but, you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
I hate it when this happens. We don't use our powers in the Department of Justice as an adjunct to Congress. Now, what would Eric Holder say? Well, let's use our powers as an adjunct to Congress, and let's impeach that sucker. That's what he'd be saying. There is a fundamental difference between lawlessness and lawfulness. You take your pick on which side Mr. Barr is on that issue. Criticisms in regard to protecting Trump. The next part of this.
When you see some of the criticism, and you've gotten quite a bit of it, that you're protecting the president, that you're enabling the president, what's your response to that?
Well, we live in a hyper-partisan age where people no longer really pay attention to the substance of what's said, but as to who says it and what side they're on and what its political ramifications are. The Department of Justice is all about the law and the facts and the substance, and I'm going to make the decisions based on the law and the facts, and I realize that's in tension with the political climate we live in because people are more interested in getting their way politically. So I think it just goes with the territory of being Attorney General in a hyper-partisan period of time.
Hyper-partisan period of time. I'm going to squeeze this one in. Barr says Justice Department and Mueller sparred over legal analysts in Russia report.
In an exclusive interview, Attorney General William Barr says Special Counsel Robert Mueller could have said whether he believes President Trump committed a crime. Chief Legal Correspondent Jan Crawford traveled with Barr to Alaska, where he's listening to the unique concerns of Alaskan natives.
Their interview lasted nearly an hour, and Jan was able to press the Attorney General on issues ranging from obstruction of the Russia investigation to his review of how that investigation began back in 2016. Jan Crawford is with us from Anchorage. Jan, what did the Attorney General have to say?
Well, I mean, right out of the box, he said he was surprised when the special counsel told him that he was not going to be making a decision on whether or not the president committed the crime of obstruction of justice. He said he didn't really press him on that, but then he and his lawyers at the Department of Justice analyzed the evidence Mueller had gathered and made the decision himself. He said that he couldn't exonerate the president. You looked at that evidence, and you did. I mean, what's the fundamental difference between your view and his?
Well, I think Bob said that he was not going to engage in the analysis. He was not going to make a determination one way or the other. We analyzed the law and the facts, and a group of us spent a lot of time doing that and determined that both as a matter of law, many of the instances would not amount to obstruction.
As a matter of law.
In other words, we didn't agree with the legal analysis, a lot of the legal analysis in the report. It did not reflect the views of the department. It was the views of a particular lawyer or lawyers. So we applied what we thought was the right law.
That decision, offered up in a four-page summary, opened the attorney general to criticism.
The response was that you were too soft on the president, that actually the special counsel was a little sharper on obstruction.
I was just trying to state the bottom line, and the bottom line was that Bob Mueller identified some episodes. He did not reach a conclusion. He provided both sides of the issue, and his conclusion was he wasn't exonerating the president, but he wasn't finding a crime either.
I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation.
While Barr testified before Congress about the special counsel's report, Mueller wants the report to speak for itself and signaled he does not want to testify.
I wonder why he doesn't want to testify. Oh, I'm shocked to see gambling going on here.
Do you think he should?
It's up to Bob, but I think the line he's drawing, which is that he's going to stick to what he said in the report, is the proper line for any department official.
We asked Barr about Mueller's final caution.
That there were multiple systematic efforts to interfere in our election.
How's the Justice Department working now to ensure this doesn't happen again in 2020?
Yes, well, you know, we do have, a increasingly robust program that is focusing on foreign influence in our election process. I talked recently to the director of the FBI about putting together a special high-level group to make sure we're totally prepared for the upcoming elections.
Do you think enough was done in 2016?
Probably not.
The president has repeatedly accused former intelligence officials of dropping the ball by fixating too much on his campaign.
We're going to stop there and come up to a break. It just starts to stink after a while, doesn't it? He could have reached a conclusion, but he chose not to. Does he know the law? It's called presumption of innocence. He's turning the law on its head.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Former intelligence officials of dropping the ball by fixating too much on his campaign.
They were spying. They were spying on our campaign.
You've testified that you believe spying occurred.
Yes.
Into the Trump campaign.
Yes.
You've gotten some criticism for using that word.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's become a dirty word somehow. It hasn't never been for me. I think there's nothing wrong with spying. The question is always whether it's authorized by law.
Some former intelligence chief has said the president has made that word somewhat pejorative, that they're spying, that this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. And so your use of that word makes it seem that you're being a loyalist.
You know, it's part of the craziness of the modern day that if a president uses a word, then all of a sudden it becomes off bounds. It's a perfectly good English word. I'll continue to use it.
What have you seen? What evidence? What makes you think I need to take a look at this?
Like many other people who are familiar with intelligence activities,
listen to this.
I had a lot of questions about what was going on, and I assumed I'd get answers when I went in, and I have not gotten answers that are at all satisfactory, and in fact have probably more questions, and that some of the facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanation.
Don't let that kind of stuff happen. Oh, boy. Whoa, Nelly. Whoa, Nelly. Let's hear that again. That's kind of like music, sweet, sweet music to our ears. Let's listen to this again. Repete, s'il vous plaît.
Facts that I've learned don't hang together with the official explanations of what happened.
What do you mean by that?
That's all I really will say. Things are just not jiving.
Whoa.
Now, Barr said that he believes that government interference into the U.S. election is just as dangerous as foreign interference. And that's why he's started this new review of the intelligence community's actions leading up to the 2016 election. And he said he asked the president to give him the authority to declassify certain information that he believes would be in the public interest. Tony.
So, Jen, now that the Attorney General has that authority, did he indicate whether he'd be willing to work with the intelligence agencies before deciding what to declassify?
He did. Not only was he willing, but he already has. He's already spoken with them. He said they're being very supportive of those efforts. And he said, you know, that he does have the authority to make those decisions on his own. And there may be the exceptional circumstances, he put it, where that would be necessary. But he intends to cooperate. I mean, he intends to work with them, and they are being cooperative. And he said he found it amusing to read media reports and complaining and fears about him leaking classified information. He's been in this business 50 years, he said. He started at the CIA, and he knows how to protect classified information, and he said he is going to do it.
All right, Jan, thank you very much. We'll have more of Jan's exclusive interview in our next hour. Barr talks.
Okay, it's time for popcorn. Now, what kind of popcorn do you guys like? Orville Redenbacher. I'm not talking about the dam. I'm talking about popcorn. That Orville Redenbacher. And Jolly Time. Ah. A little bit of Jolly Time with your soda pop. It's time to break out to break it out, guys. The silliness, the folly of it all, right? Yeah, the folly of it all. It's really kind of heartbreaking if you think about it. It really is. It really, really is. You know, now I'm going to get the Mueller thing. We had kind of a little hitch in the giddy up here. The Mueller statement. Here we go. Aha! Mueller statement. No press conference for you. It's only the Mueller statement. Here we go. This is from Fox. We were watching this. They broke this up yesterday. I was kind of or the other day when they were doing this. So let's go to MSNBC. They've got a. I think they've got. This is their YouTube version of it. And I want to play this because I have a certain theory about what's going on with Mr. Mueller, and about the things that are going on with for him. And I want to see if I'm accurate on this.
What Democrats will do in the wake of the special counsel's public comments yesterday, we haven't heard a mouse. Well, you haven't heard anything from the Republicans. From the little we have heard, it seems like they're all singing from the same songbook.
If you read the Mueller report, there were two questions. Really, just one asked. Was there collusion? The answer is no. Was there obstruction? The answer is no. Nothing's going to change that outcome. So the country needs to move forward. I know from a political basis why some people want to continue to do this, but I think the American public wants more from us.
Yep. Well, let's straighten out this little video. So let's go back to Fox 10. Fox 10. This is Mueller.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for being here. 2 years ago, the acting attorney general asked me to serve as special counsel, and he created this.
Okay, already he's only a few seconds into this bad body language, looking down, kind of. He looks paranoid, like, I don't want to be here. Well, you created the report $40 million later. Hello? And you found nothing.
Special counsel's office. The appointment order directed the office to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. This included investigating any links or coordination between the Russian government and individuals associated with the Trump campaign. Now, I have not spoken publicly during our investigation. I'm speaking out today because our investigation is complete. The Attorney General has made the report on our investigation largely public. We are formally closing the special counsel's office, and as well, I'm resigning from the Department of Justice to return to private life. I'll make a few remarks about the results of our work. But beyond these few remarks, it is important that the office's written work speak for itself. Let me begin where the appointment order begins.
Well, what he's saying here, and I'm not going to belabor this. I'm going to go to the commercials. I was going to blow through the commercials, but listen, this guy looks scared to death, in my opinion. His voice is shaking. He doesn't look good. It's a bad image. Maybe that's why Nadler doesn't want him to appear before any give any testimony. But then there's always the Senate. Oh, the Senate. We'll be back. Maybe we'll see him there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, a little bit of side thing going on here. Sidebar from bar. This is something that's playing in the 2020 elections, you know, about how the Democrats want to control everything about the vote and all this other good stuff, right? Okay. So, Nevada Democratic Governor. Répétez, s'il vous plaît. Nevada Democratic Governor vetoes national popular vote. Oh. Yes, a Nevada Democratic governor, Sisolak, on Thursday vetoed a bill that would have pledged the state's electoral college votes to the presidential candidate who wins the national popular vote. He vetoed it. Listen to this. After thoughtful deliberation, I have decided to veto Assembly Bill 186, Sisolak said in a statement. Once effective, the national popular vote interstate compact could diminish the role of smaller states like Nevada in national electoral contests and force Nevada's electors to side with whoever wins the nationwide popular vote rather than the candidate Nevadans choose. Shocking. Shocking. I am so shocked beyond all recognition. The whole definition of shock, shoebar. Shocking. Just figured that one out, did you? That your small state would be left out of the big picture and have no influence? The founding fathers, lightning strikes again. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN.
American Exceptionalism News Network.